Hi everybody, this is Joe Senior, and I just want to add a few more comments about the Unified English Braille. First off, thanks for your reply, Joe. That's very informative. However, the reason that I can get from it, like you said, was to unify the English world's Braille. But from what I can remember, there wasn't very much difference anyway between English Braille, American Braille, Australian Braille, Canadian Braille. I've never seen South African Braille, so I don't know. But there were differences, but any Braillist could easy get by without having to change the code. Anyway, as I said in my boo, there was a need, and there is a need, for a unified science and math code and computer code. But my rules in computer code Braille have always been never ever use a contraction. Use the special characters as specified, and doing that, you won't get confused. So, yes, computer Braille, science code, maths code, etc., etc., I agree with 100%. Literary Braille, well, I don't know. I still think it's illogical what they've done on that. It will only increase the size of books. And like I said in my boo, maybe they are looking at a paperless society. And then, apart from the speed at which you read, why not go fully uncontracted, which surely is a true unified system. So, yeah. But anyway, if that's what they're doing. But definitely for the computer code, that needs to be unified. And I'm glad that they're doing that. I first got involved with computer code, as you probably know, back in the late 60s at the college. And I must say that that was one of the first rules that I made for myself, not to use contractions, because yes, they can easily lead to confusion. And yes, computer output in Braille was bulky and massive, and the sooner we got rid of it, the better it was. And thank God for the Opticon, which I used, so I was never ever again have had a need to use Braille output. And thank the Lord for that. So, and as for 8-dot Braille, well, where's that at? I know it's to do with ASCII and whatever, but my goodness, who the hell needs 8-dot Braille? I suppose, well, somebody might, but in all my working career, I never had a need for 8-dot Braille. So, anyway. Yeah, but thanks for your input, Joe. Valuable. And, yeah, I can see what they've done, but I still don't see the logic behind the literary Braille changes, but the computer code, science code, yeah, 100% behind that. Anyway, if anybody else has got anything to say, please enlighten us. And hopefully, hopefully other people will gain from it as well. So talk soon. So bye for now.